This podcast is a ministry of Oriole Christian Assembly in Chicago, Illinois. For more information, please visit our website at www.oriolechristianassembly.org.
Oh, we'll see how the Lord leads me here today, but this may be a two-week message, okay? I don't know. We're going to just let the Lord lead us today and guide us, praise God. And this message, God gave me this at the beginning of the week, and I wasn't sure if this was going to be what I was going to bring or not, but then even Wednesday, Sister Angela came and shared some scriptures. She's going to be blessed today, because she actually stole some of my scriptures for today. Amen. No, I'm teasing. All right. Actually, it'll be like me stealing hers, because she got to speak them first on Wednesday. Amen. We got to have fun. Praise God. So she actually brought some of the things that God was giving me. And then one of the songs today was tremendous, okay, about loving God, about knowing God, so on and so forth. This message is going to go right with that today. So I'm excited. I believe you're going to really be blessed today. My title for you today. How many know Pastor Ritz always likes to give a title to his messages? Some pastors, some preachers don't even give titles, okay? But I think it's important to give a title to a message, okay? It's one of the strong thoughts of the message, the title, okay? And I really feel today some of us have been going through some things. And this message is from the Lord to bring us back in focus, okay? Sometimes so many things are happening all around us that sometimes we tend to lose focus. Let me know what I'm talking about today. So my title for you today is, Don't Be Troubled. Hallelujah. I'm going to say it again. Don't be troubled. Hallelujah. All right, I got one amen. I guess I'll take that, and I'm going to be happy with that. Don't be troubled. Praise God. Jesus in John 14 has a talk with his disciples. Okay, this is where we're going to get the message from today. In John 14, this is a tremendous chapter. Okay, I wish I could just go through it all, but it's just so much in there. I'm going to kind of pick a few things in the message here for you today. But in John 14, Jesus here, he comforts his disciples. Okay? He comforts them. Praise God. And I kind of feel today some of us, maybe all of us, I don't know, and this is for me too. Let me say that. Praise God. Jesus wants to comfort us. Praise God. Anybody need comfort today? All right, praise God. Ooh, I got some response there. I guess I got to ask the right questions. Amen. So here we see Jesus, he comforts the disciples, okay? And that's going to be a blessing to us today too. I believe that. And he ministers to the disciples. He comforts them here. And how many know today that we're his disciples too? Anybody a disciple of Jesus here today? That was one of the messages recently. Whose disciple are you? Okay? So if you are one of his disciples today, I believe the Lord is going to comfort you as he comforted them back in the day when this was going forth. So we're going to kind of go through different things in this message here today. Again, I don't know if we're going to get through this today. We'll see as the Lord leads us. But I want you to have your ears really open. There's going to be a lot of different points that are going to really be tremendous for you today. You may want to take notes, okay? I don't say that too often because, I have the message is always, the key points are always put on the screen for you. But sometimes it is really good to take notes, okay? When I go to different churches and I hear different ministers bring the word, I usually take notes. You say, well, how come? Because you know what? A week or two later, I might forget what was given to me in that message. But if I got notes, I can go back and say, oh yeah, boy, he talked about this. I remember that. Amen. So notes are good. I'm not telling you what to do today. I'm just giving giving you some advice at times, it's good to do that, okay? So let's look at the verses here. Praise God. We're going to read these in different sections today. I want to, first of all, as we start, read verses 1 to 3 from John 14. Let your ears be open today to hear what the Spirit of the Lord would say to us. Here we go. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. Oh, hallelujah. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Oh, hallelujah. Talk about being comforted today. Amen. We need to be comforted, praise God. As we live our life, as the disciples were living their lives here and going through different things, you know what? Jesus realized they needed to be consoled or comforted. And you know what? I feel some of us have been going through some stuff, maybe some more than others, that we really need this comfort today from the Lord. We need the Lord to really speak to our hearts that, you know what? Let not your heart be troubled today. Okay? For Jesus to say that to the disciples, it was because, you know what? Their hearts were troubled back then. Amen? And how many know today in our lives, as we live our life from time to time, things are going to happen to us. We're going to go through things that sometimes our heart gets troubled. Okay? Let me go a little bit further with that. Not only sometimes does our heart get troubled, but our mind gets troubled. Amen. Because when God speaks to us, usually in the Word, when He says heart or when He says mind, usually He's speaking to both, our heart and our mind. And you know what? We have to be so careful or so aware of what's going on in our lives, because if we're not tentative or really seeing what's going on, you know what? We sometimes allow things to come upon us, and you know what? They begin to take some control of us, and you know what? It causes our heart to get troubled, okay? And sometimes it causes our mind to be troubled, all right? But I'm so blessed today that Jesus, not only does He say this to His disciples, but He's speaking to Oriel Christian Assembly today, to me and you. He says, don't be troubled, all right? Don't let your mind race, hallelujah. Don't begin to think this and think that and let your mind go 240 about what could happen. You know what? A lot of what we think will happen, most of it never happens to us. Did you know that today? It's proven, okay? Our mind will sometimes race and go on and usually think negative stuff, okay? If we let the flesh really rise up in our lives, all right? And it causes us to be troubled, okay? It causes our heart to be troubled inside, all right? We're not at peace anymore. How many know what I'm talking about? But Jesus, He says this to His own disciples here, okay? Here we're going to see that He's actually talking to Thomas in here, and He actually then talks to Philip, okay? But He's really talking to all of them as He's talking to us today. He says, don't be troubled. Praise God. Let me ask you today, when we get troubled, when our minds really go crazy on us and we begin to just get overloaded, does it help anything today? Are we in more control of our life when we let that happen? No. Amen. We're worse. Okay? Remember the old saying that actually they did a song about it? Don't worry, be happy. Amen? You know what? I don't know I don't remember who made that song, but it probably wouldn't be surprising if the guy or a girl, the lady, is a Christian. Okay? Don't worry, be happy. Amen? How many know when you're happy, everything else is going to eventually get taken care of? But when you worry, some people are like worry wards. Okay? Amen? That's my mom, let me tell you right now. She's a worrywart. And I'm not saying that to deflate my mom or put my mom down. But she worries about everything. The last few weeks, she's just been kind of troubled. All right? Let me tell you how she worries. All right? Sometimes, well, I call my mom every day, of course, check on my mom. I don't get to see her every day, but usually every other day at least I get to go see her. But I'll call my mom, and it'll be like 6 o'clock at night. And I'll say, how you doing, Mom? About the same. You know, what are you doing? I'm still working. What? It's 6 o'clock. You're still working. What do you mean? Well, Mom, I'm still working. Sometimes I have to work late. Just think when I call her, when I go see her, and it's 8 or 9 o'clock, and I'm still working. Sometimes I work till 8 or 9, okay, on my job. She said, oh, no, you should go home. Go home and be with Pilar. I wish I could. You know, it's a good thing. She's saying a good thing, but, you know, you can worry about anything. Oh, you shouldn't, you know, are you working alone? Are you with somebody? Well, usually I'm with somebody, okay? You can worry today, church, about every little thing, all right? Like a worry wart, you know, everything. Oh, I worry about this. I worry about that. You know what? And when you let that happen, boy, are you going to be troubled. Amen. The peace that God gives us, it'll be gone. All right? I tell my mom, I had to have a talk with her again this weekend. Mom, you can't do that to me, okay? You can't put added pressure on me or put stress on me, okay? Wednesday, called her Wednesday on our way here. Okay, I remember Wednesday was pretty stormy. It was a tornado out there, okay? She was freaking out, let me tell you. You're going to church? Yeah, Ma. I'm the pastor. I got to go to church. Amen. I'm going. You know, rain, sleet, or snow, I'm going, Mom. Accept that, okay? You'll be okay, and I'll be okay. Don't worry about it. Oh, she is freaking out, okay? You know, don't go. No, I'm going, okay? How many understand what I'm talking about? Anything. And sometimes, you know, you should be concerned about some things. But sometimes we allow any little thing, or it could be a big thing, to really what? Trouble us, okay? Trouble us. And when we let that happen, you know what? It messes our life up. Okay? It really makes the day harder. The week could become harder. When you go home, then you begin to argue with your spouse because you're troubled. Ooh, it's pretty quiet here today. I know I'm hitting some things. Amen? But see, that's what the devil wants to do to us. Amen? He wants the Christian to be what? Troubled. Not at peace. You know, when we let things come and we get all excited and we worry and we're nervous, that's another thing I like to about my mom. She's so nervous all the time. When I talked to her this weekend about that, and the message is not about mom. She's just a good example right here, okay? Amen. I told her, I said, Mom, you can't be so nervous about everything. You can't worry about it. You know what she told me? Well, I got that from my mom. She was like that. Like it makes it okay now. No, now I understand it's a hereditary thing. Well, I'm going to what? I'm going to bind that hereditary spirit. Amen? You know, we can make excuses for whatever we're going through and why we're like we are. But that still doesn't make it okay. Amen? I said, Mom, you got to be at peace. If you worry about everything, does it help anything? No. So I said, it's time to change. Well, she's 85 years old. It's kind of hard to change when you're at 85. But I still believe, God, she can change. Amen? She can, right? How many know we can change? If we want to change, hello, right? And we say, Lord, help me to change. If I'm a nervous person naturally, Lord, I don't want to be a nervous person anymore. I can change with your help. I want to take what you said to me, and I want to be consoled today. I want to be comforted today, and I don't want to be troubled anymore. Hallelujah. Because I'm a Christian, amen? I'm not supposed to be troubled. Somebody going to hear me today, amen? When I get troubled, that means something's going on. And you know what? I better begin to pray then, praise God. Begin to bind the stuff that's going around me, amen? Oh, hallelujah. Jesus said, don't let your heart be troubled. Glory. Now look what he says. You believe in God, believe also in me. He was telling them, you know what? You believe in God. How many know people today, for the most part, they believe in God? People who never step their foot in church, that most of them will tell, oh, I believe in God. Right? Well, let's get a little bit more focused here. He says here, okay, you believe in God. Well, you better believe in me. Jesus. Hallelujah. It's not enough today to say, oh, I just believe in God. It's a lot of people who say that, and they live holy hell. Okay? They say, oh, I believe in God, but don't look at my life. See, if you believe in God, something's going to change. Hallelujah. Amen. You're going to be a different person. And if it's that you really believe in God, the Father, then you got to believe in God, the Son, Jesus. Amen. Nobody else will take the place today. Amen. Boy, I can say that confidently to you and in a good way because it's the truth today. So Jesus, he hits him right in the forehead. He says, you know what? Okay, you believe in God, but you need to believe in me, Jesus, the Son of God. Hallelujah. Believe in me. Praise God. I got to look at some of my notes here because there's some good notes, even though I could just go on today. When he tells us here, don't let your heart be troubled or your mind. Look at it this way. Let me read it to you this way. Don't be distressed. Hallelujah. Let me say it another way to you. Don't be agitated. Oh, hallelujah. How many know when you're troubled, you're agitated? You know, you want it, you're looking for somebody to get in a fight with. Amen? It's like you want to just don't come near me because, you know, I might let you have one. How many know what I'm talking about? When you get agitated, you get riled up, right? Then, you know, you're going to do something you're going to regret later. But that's what happens when we get troubled, right? That's what Satan tries to do to us. But he says here, you know, believe in God. Now, believe in Jesus. Let me put it this way to you. If you believe today, that means you're going to adhere to the Lord. Okay? To believe means to adhere to the Lord. Amen. If you believe in Jesus today, it means you will trust in Jesus today. I'm only getting a few amens. Hopefully, it'll get better as we go on. If you believe in Jesus, it means you're going to rely on Jesus today. That's what the word believe means. It's not just say, oh, I believe. Oh, yeah, you could say, well, I believe in Pastor Rich. But, you know, how far does that go? Right? Or I believe in Pilar, the First Lady. Okay. Well, what are you trying to, what do you say? What is? Give me more than just, well, what do you mean you believe in them? Give me some more. All right, we're not going to go that route, though. Amen. Praise God. Believe. Okay. I mean, man, I'm going to, not only do I say words that I just believe, but I'm going to adhere to you, Lord. I'm going to trust you, Lord. I'm going to rely on you, Lord. That's what I mean when I believe in Jesus today. And I believe in God. Praise God. Powerful today. Okay? He says, well, let me give you a verse to go with this. You don't have to turn there. Praise God. In Romans 8:28, this is a tremendous verse. Listen to what it says. And we know, somebody say no today. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God. Oh, hallelujah. To them who are what? The called according to his purpose. All things. So, you know what? Even though we go through so much at times, even as a Christian today, amen, as a born-again believer, as a spirit-filled, baptized, Holy Ghost-filled believer, you're still going to go through stuff. But you got to always remember, it says here, we got to know, say it again, know that all things will work together, okay? All things, amen, will work together for good to them who are what? That love God, number one, and who are called to his purpose, okay? They'll all work together for your good, all right? Because you love God today. So, whatever comes our way, we're going to be able to deal with it, but we got to make sure we don't get troubled. We don't get agitated. If we do, time out. It's time for me to get away in my prayer closet. Amen? It's time for me to get away from people for a while. I got to get refocused again. Amen. I need to get before God. And you know what? I need that peace that passes all understanding come back upon me. Nobody's talking to me today. Amen. Right? I need to get back so that, you know, I'm okay again. I'm not freaking out at every single thing that's coming my way. I'm not getting upset at everybody. I'm not throwing things at work. Amen. Let me say something to you right here, because it's so true. If you let a person do something to you, you know what? They can cause you to get troubled. A person. You got to hear me here today. A person can, if you allow them, they can cause you to be troubled. One person. By what they do to you or what they say to you. Okay, let me give you an example of that. At my job, we have gone through some major changes lately. Okay, we have, as of right now, we have a new CEO now over our company. And in the last couple months, whatever, even since the beginning of the year, I mean, the last year to 2 years, we've gone through major changes, okay? But we have now different management. We have different people over us. And you know what? How many know the management, the bosses, they control what goes on, right? In every company, okay? And because of all the changes we've gone through, you know what? What they expect of us is now more, okay? What I used to do before, it's not enough. Now you got to do this, okay? And because of that, you know what? It puts pressure on people. I mean, what I'm talking about. It'll even get to the point where people get stressed out, troubled. Am I hitting home a little bit today now? If you let a person or people control you that way, okay? Let me tell you this about my office where I work. I have a district manager who is a great person. He's actually a great manager. But if you let him, he'll stress you out. Okay? Hear me today. If you let him, he'll stress you out because he worries. He gets nervous when the bigger bosses tell him, this is what your office needs to do. And you know what? He'll come into my office sometimes 5 times in the same day and tell me the same thing again. Hello. I have to get to the point where I say to him, I got the message already. See ya. Hello. I got 2 ears. I heard what you said. I'm an adult. I'm a manager too. I'll get it done. See you later. How many know what I'm talking about? People, a person can do that to you and stress you out if you let them. Amen. And the devil's right behind that laughing. Ooh, look at what I'm doing to that person. Because what? The devil uses people to trouble us. Okay? Trying to give you some points here today. All right? I told you the message was for me too today. Because, you know, I've been going through a lot of stuff and dealing with it. But at times it's been kind of rough. Okay? And you know what? I have to get some time. Sometimes we go through so much in our lives, but certain points in our lives, it seems like everything's coming down. Amen? And then you have to get to the point where you just get flat out mad. Let me know what I'm talking about. At the devil, right? And say, devil, that's enough. In the name of Jesus, I break every evil assignment that you tried to place on me. Amen. Every curse, I'm reversing it right now in Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus over my work environment. Oh, hallelujah. And begin to pray in tongues if I have to. I told my wife just this recently as I was going through some of this stuff. This is what the Lord told me. He said, this came out of nowhere. I knew it was the Lord. He said, why aren't you praying in tongues? Because I wasn't when I was going through some of that stuff. It was the Lord saying, will you wake up rich and pray in the Spirit when you're going through stuff? It was like the light bulb went on my head. It's like, where have I been? Hello, wake up. This for everybody. I know that. Because sometimes we get so caught up in what we're going through. You know what? The devil keeps us so busy and our mind's going 240. And we don't do the normal things we would do all the time. Because we're so what? Troubled. Lord says, pray in the Spirit. Oh, hallelujah. Rukabasataramasha. Man, I started praying. You know what? Bam! You could see freedom all of a sudden. Because you got power in the Spirit. Amen. Devil don't want you to pray in the Spirit. He'll do everything he can not to have you pray in the Spirit. Like what? Get you all troubled. Confused. Having a pity party. Oh, Lord, why am I going through this? I'm supposed to be blessed. The favor of God's supposed to be on me. Why am I going, you know, whine and complain? Nobody does that here but me. Praise God, right? Amen. Don't be troubled. Oh, my God. It's a powerful verse here. I don't know how far I'm going to get. I got a lot to give you. I told you it's probably going to be 2 weeks today. Amen. That's okay. He says, believe in me. If you believe in God, then believe in me. Okay? Praise God. Hallelujah. Verse 3. He says, or verse 2, and in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. Oh, hallelujah. Talk about being comforted today. Amen. He says, you know what? My Father has many mansions. Hallelujah. Many. All right? Many mansions. Or let me put it to you a little bit different here. That he has homes or places set up for us. Places that we can occupy, okay? He says, I'm going to prepare one of those places for you. He says this to the disciples, amen? And he says that to me and you today. When he left here over 2,000 years ago, he said, you know what? I'm going to prepare your place. Hallelujah. Can you imagine how great it's going to be? He's been preparing this place for 2,000 years. Oh, God. He says, I got a place for you. I'm preparing it for you. Hallelujah. It's just for you. Amen. It's a divine preparation today. Divine. And how many know today it's a heavenly citizenship that we have? And he's preparing for us. Amen. So the Lord, he comforts his disciples and he says, don't be troubled. You know, believe in me and believe today and know that, you know what? I'm going to leave here, but I'm going to prepare a place for you. It's going to be great. Amen. You're not going to always go through the mess you have to go through now on earth. It'll be worth it what you go through now when that day comes. Hallelujah. You're going to be so blessed. Amen. Some of you, you know, some of us have real nice homes today. Let me tell you, the home you got now ain't even going to look a tad of what you're going to have one day when he comes back for you. And your house might cost a lot, but you know what? It ain't going to compare to that place. Oh, hallelujah. And I'm not putting nobody's house down. It's good to have nice houses today. I enjoy them too, amen. But he says, I'm going to prepare this place for you. So you know what? That's reason for us not to be troubled today. This is all temporary. Amen? When it gets hard at work, it's just temporary. It's going to get better next week. Amen? Even tomorrow will probably be better. Amen? How many have said that? Oh, it was not a good day today, but tomorrow's a new day. Hallelujah. It'll be better. Attitude means a lot, right? Attitude means a lot. I'm going to prepare a place for you. Oh, hallelujah. Let me read you a scripture here. Anybody getting blessed here today? 1 Corinthians 2:9 says this. You don't have to turn there. It says, but as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have it entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. God has so much great things prepared for us. Hallelujah. We can't even fathom it. We don't even know it today. God is so good to us, so loving to us. Amen. He says, man, I'm going to go and prepare a place for you. So chill out. Relax. Amen. It's not as bad as you think it is. Oh, I should be getting some amens here. The problem is not as bad as you think. If I'm God and you believe in me and you believe in Jesus, I can change it like that. Somebody ought to be agreeing with me today. Oh, hallelujah. He says, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. Oh, hallelujah. And receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Hallelujah. So, let me encourage you here today also. Not only has he gone to prepare a place for every one of us here today, but he says, you know what? I'm coming back for you. He has to. If he's going to prepare a place for us, he's got to come and get us so he can take us there. Amen. So, you know what? He really is coming back, church. There's some people don't think Jesus is coming back. Right? Some don't think he ever came, let alone coming back. Some of our Jewish brothers still looking for Jesus for the first time. I mean, you know what I mean? Right? But he says, man, I'm going to come back for you and receive you. And where I am, you're going to be also. Hallelujah. Talk about comfort today. Anybody getting comfort here today? Amen. That's our God, church. Amen. He's so good to us. Amen. He has so much planned for us. You know, he just watches over us. He protects us. Don't let what sometimes we go through get you so troubled. It ain't worth it. Okay? We shouldn't let it ever happen like that. We shouldn't let ourselves get to a point where we're freaking out. Okay? Your mind seems like, you know, you can't. You allow stuff to happen inside of you sometimes, then you can't sleep at night. How many know what I'm talking about? Your mind is so troubled. See how I said the heart and the mind? You have a difficult time sleeping. All right? And sometimes you might sleep, but then when you wake up, you begin to what? Think about all the stuff again. And then you don't go to sleep. Amen? That's not the will of God for us today. But if we're troubled, ooh, it makes life so much worse. It doesn't need to be that way today. Amen. Let me move on here. Praise God. Let's look at verses 4 to 6. He says, and whither I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither you go, and how can we know the way? Thomas was like, I don't know what you're talking about, Jesus. Right? He says in verse 6, he says, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Hallelujah. I mean, he's bringing some revelation here, okay? Jesus, he tells his disciples, he says, you know what? You know where I'm going, and you know the way. Jesus said that to them because they should have, but they didn't. Amen? Thomas says, Lord, I don't know where you're going. Amen. He says, and if I don't know where you're going, how can I know the way there? Amen. It's kind of funny. You know, the disciples, a lot of the things they say that we read in the scriptures, they make you laugh. Because you would think, you know, they were in a different place, but sometimes they weren't, okay? They were there, but they weren't there sometimes. They were human, just like me and you. Amen? They went through the same stuff we go through today, maybe a little bit different, but same, okay? And Thomas says, Lord, you're freaking me out. I don't know what you're talking about. Give me some help. So Jesus says, okay, I'll give you some help. He tells him, you know what? I'm the way. Okay? I'm the way. Praise God. And I'm the truth. Hallelujah. Me. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. Hallelujah. It's about me. He wasn't saying that in a proud way. He's just telling them the truth. Okay? Oh, hallelujah. You want access to heaven today? You want access to the Father? He says, you know what? Nobody will go to the Father but through me. Okay? Jesus, he is it. He is the way. Okay? Not a way, the way, the only way. I can't stress that enough. A lot of people today think there's all kinds of ways to get to heaven. But it's really simple today. And when you witness to people, you need to keep it simple. One way, one truth, one life. Jesus. Real simple. Gospel is simple today. How many know that? People mess it up. People confuse it today. Amen? It's real simple. So today, we need to know that. And he comforts them with this. Okay? We can be comforted today in whatever we're going through that, you know what? We know who the way is. Hallelujah. Even though sometimes we get mixed up and we mess up things sometimes, we cause problems to come our way because of what we do and what we say. Somebody ought to agree with me today. We cause problems to come our way sometimes by our actions, but Jesus is constant today. Amen. He will always be the way for us. Amen. He'll always be the truth. Always. Always. And he's always the life that we're to live. It's the life of Jesus. Amen. And he will always bring us to the Father. The only way. So really, today, if the world could get this, just this verse, our world could be changed. Amen. All the different religions that we have, all the different denominations that we have, boy, they would talk about change. Wow. It could. It really could. See, all the different separations that we have been caused by man, not by God today. You know, we shouldn't say, oh, well, I'm Protestant, or I'm Catholic, you know, or, well, I'm Lutheran, or I'm Assembly of God, or, you know, I'm Christ in God, or I'm Presbyterian. Do you realize when we do that, what we're doing is we're separating ourselves? Amen? We're saying, oh, no, you know, I'm part of this group, not your group. Amen? No, I don't believe like that. I'm over here. This is what my group, you know. That's man today. I know when God looks at that and he sees our world and he sees our earth, how we have separated ourselves, he probably cries today. Okay? Because that's not the will of God. That's not the kingdom of God. We separate ourselves. Okay? But it's really simple here today. We would just follow the scriptures. There is no one person that can get us to heaven today. Right? I can't go to someone and pray to them or ask them to pray for me and then be able to know that I'm going to receive salvation because I go to that person today. No. Okay? That is false doctrine today. Okay? If I go and do so many prayers, that will not guarantee you're going to heaven today. If I do anything like light something up, if I light a candle or do something like that, you know what? That does not guarantee you're going to heaven. Not at all today. Okay? If I go to church so many times in a week and pray, that does not guarantee that I'm going to heaven today. All right? Now, I'm saying things that different religions and different denominations do. All right? Because all of them are messed up in some way or another. There is no perfect one out there. Did you know that? Even the Assemblies of God, they're not perfect. Did you know that today? If you didn't know that, I'm going to tell you right now. We're not. Okay? And I don't say that too often, you know, that I am, well, I'm Assemblies of God. I mean, it's not like I'm ashamed of our denomination. We're not a denomination. We're a fellowship of churches. But it doesn't matter that, okay? I'm a Christian. I'm a believer today. I believe in Jesus that he is the way. Hallelujah. He is the truth. I believe the Word of God. This is the Word of God. It's the truth. You know, everything that Jesus spoke to us here, it's the truth. And you know what? He is the life that now I live. That's it. Amen. Why can't it be so simple? It can. But man messes it up today. Amen. Jesus says, I want to comfort you. I'm going to comfort you today. Praise God. If you just allow this to be this way. You need to know today, Jesus is the mediator. Hallelujah. Mediator. Praise God. It's not the Pope today. Okay? Don't take it wrong. I'm just trying to throw some stuff. It's not the Virgin Mary today. Okay? Sorry. We respect her. We respect the Pope today, but not the mediator today. Uh-uh. Okay? It's not Muhammad today. I can't look to Muhammad as my mediator. Because you know what? If I do, I will go to hell. It's that simple. I'm going to be real strong here today because we need to understand this. And I can't look to Allah as my prophet that, you know what, he'll get me to heaven. No, he won't. All right? It's not scriptural. It's not the truth. Okay? That's why Jesus said to them, you know what? People say they believe in God. But that ain't enough. You got to believe in Jesus too. See why he said that there. There's a reason why he said that there. Okay? Boy, that needs to be said today. You got to believe in Jesus. Amen. Yes, we thank God for Mary because she was the mother of Jesus. Amen. You know, and God used this vessel to flow through her. A miracle birth. Thank God for Mary. All right? It's a blessing today. That's the family of God. But you know what? It didn't say here that we got to believe in her. It says believe in Jesus. Jesus gets you there. Okay? Jesus is our path. Jesus is our mediator today. Jesus is the one that gets us there. Okay? Always remember that. Keep it simple. Praise God. That's the life that we live today. Sometimes we're troubled about things because we get off the truth. And the truth is simple today for all of us. What do you want to believe, though? What do you want to follow? Are you going to follow man? Are you going to follow family? Because they did it this way for so many years, even though it's wrong? Hello. Are you going to let your family, who may be good people and sincere people, but they're sincerely wrong, you're going to let them lead you to hell too? No, sir. No, ma'am. Okay? I have to be responsible for me. Amen. For me. Praise God. I got to follow the truth. I have to know what the truth is and I have to follow it. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. I'm going to read you one more scripture and I'm closing here. I didn't even get a third of the way to this message. Maybe it'll be a 3-week message. Praise God. 1 Timothy. You don't have to turn there. 1 Timothy 2:5. Hallelujah. It says this, "For there is one God." Somebody say one. One God and one mediator. There it is. Hallelujah. One mediator between who? God and men. Praise God. Who is it? The man. Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Man, that gets me excited, right? It's the truth. Okay? When you tell people, just one mediator. You really want to be saved? Okay, come to Jesus. You really want your life to change? Come to Jesus. You want to see your marriage restored and healed? Come to Jesus. Hallelujah. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, yes, we could go to marriage counseling and we could do all those things. Those are all good. I'm not saying that. But the mediator, who's the guy that's going to help you? He's more than just a guy. He's more than just a man. He's the Son of God. Hallelujah. He's the God-man, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. That's what it's about, church. Hallelujah. That's what it's about. I'm going to stop there. We're going to continue this next week. Hallelujah. I really believe this message was for today. Okay? For me as well as you. Because sometimes I get off a little bit and the Lord has to slap me and wake me up and say, you know, what are you doing? Wake up! Don't you realize what's happening all around you? How many know we need to be slapped a little bit from time to time? In a good way. Praise God. So I want to encourage you today. I'm going to ask Rose to come up. She can play on a keyboard for us. And if you feel troubled today, it's time for change. Hallelujah. Okay? If you're troubled about anything, praise God. Let me make it real simple here today. If you're confused or you just, you know what, your mind ain't, you know you're not where you need to be, you're not right, let's let God touch you today. Amen. Let's make it right, praise God. So when you walk out of here, you're ready to face whatever you got to face tomorrow. And you can do it. Okay? You can do it because you got the Lord. Even though it gets so hard sometimes, you can do it. Praise God. You can make it. I remember Benny Hinn on his program years ago when he had his program start out. That was one of his main things. You can make it. Hallelujah. Let me go further. You will make it. Hallelujah. If Jesus is Lord of your life, He's your Savior. He's your mediator today. He's your peace today. He's your provider today. You'll make it. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, you might go through some rough edges from time to time, but you're going to be all right. Praise God. He's got His hand on you. Hallelujah. Man, I'm so thankful, church. The hand of God is upon me. Sometimes it's so evident, it freaks people out that work with me. Okay? I told you this before. At work, they call me the gravy man. Potatoes and gravy. What do they mean by that? You know what? They got to get things going. And then when Rich goes and works with them, you know, the gravy comes on top of those potatoes and makes it really good. And I go along with it. I tease with them. And I tell them, though, it's the anointing of God that's on my life. And I'm nobody special here today, but you know what? The anointing is on my life. Praise God. And I thank God for it every day. Hallelujah. Where would I be without the anointing of God? But you know what? I seek God every day, church. Amen. It's no joke when I come up here and I tell you, you got to seek God. You got to pray. You got to read your Bible. I'm telling you what I do. And then God blesses. Praise God. You can have it too. It's all for you, man of God. Praise God. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you today. We thank you, God, for this message. It was for us today. It's for me. Lord, you don't want us to be troubled. You want us to be comforted. We receive it today, Lord. The comfort of God, the peace of God that passes all understanding. Hallelujah. Every trouble, every trial, every tribulation, it passes it all, Lord, today. In the name of Jesus. Lord, right now I pray you would speak to each one in the house. Lord, that is going through something. Lord, they need help. They would say, Lord, help me right now. Lord, heal my mind. Heal my heart. Lord, comfort me today. I release this worry right now in the name of Jesus. I release this nervousness right now in Jesus' name. I release this sickness and disease right now. I give it to you, God. Lord, come and take over. Fill me, Lord, with your power. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, right now, touch me. Let the overflow come upon me right now. Fill me with your strength and your anointing, God, right now. In the name of Jesus. If that's you today and you need a touch, I'm going to ask you right now, come up here and I'll pray for you. You don't have to come up here, but that's just saying, Lord, yes, I need a special touch. I want Pastor Rich. I want one of the leaders to pray for me. I will pray for you. We'll lay hands on you and believe God. Amen. If you want, praise God. So I'm going to pause a moment. Anybody needs to come up here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is so good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.